I wanted to introduce that concept to you. As promised, right now we're joined by an offensive tackle for the Buffalo Bills. He has played 7 years in the NFL. He was named to the Pro Bowl each of the last three seasons. He agreed to a three-year contract extension on March 11th. Of course, I'm talking about Deion Dawkins. Deion, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, man. Pleasure to be back on here. Thank you for having me back out.
It's always good to have you back out. All right, so the deal is done. That had to feel great. What else have you been getting into of late? How is your offseason going?
Offseason is great, man. It's been a lot of work, man. I've been traveling and I've been, you know, working out wherever I've been at. Like, I've been doing a lot of walking, a lot of conditioning, and I've been playing a lot of cornhole. But, you know, just living the American dream.
I'll tell you what, dude, that does sound like the American dream. Cornhole, walking around, new contract. I see you working. It's tough to get it all in when you're on the road and you're on vacation, but I know you will. Let me ask you this. The organization has had some tough decisions to make. Some of the guys that you were close to and have gone to battle with are no longer there. So what's it mean to you that the organization has made a commitment to you and you know you'll be there at least through the 2027 season?
Yeah, it's an honor. It just feels good to be wanted. It feels good to know that in this chess game and we're playing, that my chess piece is just a little bit more heavier than another piece that would be thought of with being moved. I'm thankful. Like, I'm thankful that Pegula, starting with them, and then Bean and McDermott and my O-line coach even respects me enough to keep me there. Because, like, I get it. Like, this league, like, everybody wants younger players, like, that are better and cheaper. But they see value in myself, and I'd have been doing a good job of holding down my position. So I'm extremely, like, thankful that I could be in Buffalo for hopefully the remainder of my career.
You beat me to it. I was going to say, Deion, if it were up to you, and the extension's really nice, but if it were up to you, would you be a Buffalo Bill for life?
I ain't never leaving, man. I do not ever want to play for another team. I can never even see myself put on a different uniform. The Buffalo Bills has birthed me. They've nurtured me. They've grown me. They've taught me how to write. They taught me how to pee. And they taught me like how to just be a man. And I'll never turn at my back. And that's an organization I can live and die for.
Deion Dawkins joining us on the program. That's a lot of learning right there, my man. Let me ask you this. I mentioned a number of your teammates have left in recent weeks. What was your reaction when you heard that Stephon Diggs had been traded to the Texans?
Yeah, the Stephon Diggs one was it was definitely a haymaker of a blind haymaker. But, you know, I have learned that in this world, in this career that I'm in, that pieces shuffle and things move around all of the time. The last time that something like this happened was when I was in my earlier years, and it happened with LeSean and McCoy. And for a player that has that type of impact and popularity and stat base weight for their career, you know, it just hits you in a different way. But like I said, I love my teammates, and I am loyal to my organization. So I trust them. I think that they know what they're doing. I know and that they know what they're doing. But we got 17. And when you got Josh, you know, like, anything is possible, truly.
Deion Dawkins joining us. Deion, one more thought about that. Help me understand this, because I'm trying to understand this. Speaking of Diggs, what did you think of him hitting like to a post that said the Bills got the, quote, worst fan base, y'all bitter as F in the comments, end of quote. My question for you is, did the Mafia overreact to him hitting like on some rando with 33 followers, or do the fans have a right to be pissed?
I mean, I think the fans have an entitlement to whatever they choose. That's why they're fans. They have a choice. They have a side and that they pick. And, you know, every decision that we do in our lives as athletes, you know, people is always watching. There's going to be somebody that is going to frown about it. There's going to be people that's going to smile about it. There's going to be people that's going to question you. And all you can do is just do what you do in the direction that you want to do it. and be positive and confident in the direction and that you're doing it. So I'm for it. Like, the fans can be mad, they can be bitter, they can be sad, they can be happy. Like, everybody has their own choice of emotions to show. And if Diggs accidentally hit that like button, so be it. The fans, they're going to hate him, then they're going to love him, then they're going to hate him, and then they're going to love him. But at the end of every day, we need each other. The fans need us, and we need the fans. And I'm loyal to my and Mafia, so, you know, I like where I'm at.
I got you. Deion Dawkins joining us. Now, Deion, some keep it 100, and then some do what you did when you appeared on a podcast in February. And when you were asked about the Jet, dude, I just want to say for the record, it was one of the greatest takedowns ever, full stop. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious, though. Were you just answering a question, or do you hate those guys that much, and did you have to get that off your chest?
Nah, it's honestly, I don't hate them that much, but I do hate them that much. I think when it comes down to it, right, I like sports when it's a rivalry. The emotions are high. The intensity is high. When you're not friends on the football field, everybody's not rushing out to the game to shake somebody's hand or for everybody. Like, man, it is a better environment for the league. It's a better selling point for business wise when the tensions are high, and they're in our conference. The Jets, the Patriots, the Dolphins, they're in our conference. So, yes, I do not like the Jets the most. We play them twice a year. Yes, I do not like the Jets more than I don't like some other teams. Like, I play these guys, and these guys, they talk their talk. They run their mouth, and they do what they think. But it isn't everybody. It's not everybody on that team. But, you know, they're all guilty by association, man. Like, one bad apple can definitely rotten that bundle. So with that being that, like, I know if you're in the store and you're buying a bag of apples that are already in a bundle and one of them has a rotten hole in it, you're going to push that whole bundle into the side. You're going to get the fresh batch. And that's how I look at it, and that's how I live. But I want that intensity to be up for every game, because that's why I play to be the best and to let my will be enforced on the Jets, the Dolphins, the Patriots immediately, because those are our immediate conference.
Deion Dawkins joining us. I can't argue with any of that. Now, you mentioned that you got to play them twice a year. Obviously, there's going to be some built-in dislike, if not hatred. Any concern that they'll be looking to retaliate or there'll be some form of payback once you see them again between the lines? Go ahead. Finish that thought. Who cares?
Who cares, man? I would hope so. But the good thing is that their intensity should be up, which ours will be too. And when it comes down to it, it's us against them. It's 11 on 11. So, you know, like, they got to see us just as well as we have to see them. And they're a good team. Like, I don't want to call them corny or another word, poopy. Like, they're a good team. They are a good football team. And so are we. So I think two good teams should not like each other. Simple as that.
Deion Dawkins, man, I would say that you're on one, but you're not on one, man. You're just being you, which is why I wanted to talk to you again. This is great. Hey, when you and I spoke in October, you said you were confident that the team would put its early season issues behind them, and you were right, dude. You won the AFC East once again. You didn't make it to the Super Bowl, though. How do you feel overall about that so-called championship window? Do you feel like it's starting to close?
You know, I think every year you can say that window is closing, but with the outcome of the seasons every year, like, you would think, like, oh, the Chiefs can't possibly win it again, or they can't, like, they've shown it. So people have probably told them that, oh, their winning window is over with. But that window is always open when you got guys like me and you got guys like Josh and you got guys like Shaquille and Ed and when you got a team of guys that, you know, lead with good hearts, good athleticism, good football, and when we put that helmet and them pads on and that jersey that NSS Bills, that window is always open. It's always open. Like, it could be a little bit more, but nah, it's open. And it'll always be open. And as long as Josh is that quarterback, that's what I can talk for. McDermott is our coach, and the Pegulas is our owner, and Bean is our GM. That window is open forever.
My man, here's what I would say about you. As far as you're into this, and you're 7 years in, and you just got an extension, I think your best ball is still in front of you. However, on top of that, dude, I would say your best interviews and conversations are still in front of you. In that regard, dude, you're already a Hall of Famer.
Appreciate you.
You're
brother.
Already a GOAT, my man. That was so fun. That was awesome,
Dion. Really,
I appreciate you, dude. I appreciate you very much.
I really
much. Do. That was
I really
great.
Do, man. And honestly, it just takes honesty. It just takes honesty, and it just takes the honest truth. Cause we live in a world where people try to fake who they are, and this is just me. Like, I just speak with my heart, and I speak with love and passion. Like, I'm a football player. I was brought there to protect the 17th blindside. So what am I going to do? Point one is protect his blindside. That's my goal. So I appreciate those comments, and I appreciate you, brother.
Dude, preach, Deion Dawkins. I appreciate you. Deion Dawkins, if you need him. What an awesome conversation that was, but it always is.